Shalom Aleichem Rabosai, we have the tremendous schus of finishing the first parak in Erevin today. Today's daf is Erevin daf Yud Zayin. We're at the bottom of Tes Zayin Amud Beis, and we have been talking about the last thing we had said before the last two dots on the page was a machlokas in terms of how much space a person gets when you have these mediocre mechitzos that are set up. If you look, if you look a couple lines up from the two dots, the Gemara says here, "Ma ben yachid l'sheyara, yachid nosnu l'beis ha'sayim." One person gets a beis ha'sayim, meaning that's the amount of size, the amount of land space he gets in terms of his mechitzos. Shnayim nosnu l'hem beis ha'sayim. Two people get the same amount of space, but three people already nasu sheyara. That's already considered a caravan. Nosnu l'hem beis sheish. Then they get six beis ha'sayim, and that's the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say no, that a yachid or a caravan, right? Everybody gets whatever they need, as long as you don't have two base sasayim, or base sasayim is two, but as long as you have two base sa'a open and free. Okay, so if you look at the two dots over here, Darash of Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel, so Rabbi Nachman taught the following, in the name of Rabbeinu Shmuel, Yochid Nostin Lo base sasayim, you paskin that a single person gets two base sa'a, Beis nosen lo beis asayim. Two people get the same amount, and gimel nasu shayara for nosen lohem beis sheish. Right, again, he quotes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and holds that that's the shear, that's the amount of space that a person gets on Shabbos with these lousy mechitzos. The Gemara asks, one second, Shavakta Rabbanu, by the way, to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Right, we have we know that Yachid Barabim, Malach Karabim, why did you take the singular position over the Rabbim? So, Hadar Okim of Nachman Amora. So Rav Nachman then got a speaker, right, to announce that Morala, and he got someone to announce and say that Vidaris that he paskined a repaskined halacha that Dvarim Sharmarti Lefnechem Tosein, but he announced that I made a mistake. Tosein Biadi, I made a mistake. Baram Kach Amru, really, this is what Chazal said. Yochid Nosen Lo Beis Asayim, Shnayim Nosen Lo Beis Asayim. The first two are the same. That one or two people get a base sasayim, a two base saw as their space. Shlosha nasu shayara, three people turn into a caravan, and then you get as much space as you want. So if you remember the shittas that we read before the two dots, so that's actually like neither opinion. And then Gemara says, Reish Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda v'sefer Rabbanan. Right, again, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda said that one and two people get a base sasayim, three people is already a caravan, and they get six. And the Rabbanan said they get as much space as they want. So why did you pick and choose, right? You just said that the first one and two get base asayim, and if a caravan gets as much space as it wants, well, that's not that's a mixture of both shittos. Right? Reish Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda and the Sefer Rabbanan. This Gemara says, and yeah, no, that's true. Yep, mishum dekai avua b'shitase, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda has his father Rabbi Yehuda to back him up on the case of a shayara with three people. Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Chachamim, meaning he holds like, this is Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that if one or two people get two base saw, but by a caravan, or by a shayara, so then they get as much as they want, as much as they need. So that's already, once you have Rabbi Yehuda backing them up, so you can pass him like one, and one can be like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and one can be like the Rabban. Okay. Amar of Gidol Marav. Shlosha b'chamesh asurim, b'sheva mutarim. If two people, again, we said each person kind of gets two base sa'ah. So he said, Rav Gidol Marav says, Shlosha b'chamesh asurim, sometimes you can have three people that's not allowed to carry in five base sa'ah, but b'sheva mutarim, but it's seven, it's mutar. So Amar of Lehi, what are you talking about? Amar Rav Hachi. Well, did Rav really say that? That doesn't make any sense. But how could five be usher and seven be mutter? So he said, "O Raisa Neviya Uksive de Amar Rav." That's a lashon shvua. Not really, but he says, "I swear by the Tanakh," right, sort of, that this is what Rav said. So Amar Rav, right? Amar Rav Hachi Kama, Hachi Amar. That's what he said. So the Amar Rav Hachi. Sorry, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, "My kusha. What's the problem with what he said?" Dilma Hachi Kama. Maybe this is the case. Right, if these three people needed six bases for all their stuff, But again, the idea of the camel, a bunch of camels, a bunch of stuff, people traveling in a pack, right? A lot of baggage and whatnot, so they have stuff. So if they need six besaf to put down their stuff, vekifu b'sheva, but they surrounded, they made mechitzos around seven besaf, so afilu b'sheva mutarim. Seven is still going to be mutar, because you don't have, again, two besaf, empty space, for each person, right? Each person gets two base saws, so that gets up to six. And so if you put the mechitzos, seven base saw around their stuff, so that's going to be fine because you don't have two base saw that's empty and then that's open, which was one of the qualifications that you have to make sure that you don't have two base saw open and unoccupied. So but, so that's how you can have seven. If afilu b'chamesh asurim, sorry, one second. Did I skip a line? Yeah, my kushya. Dilma hakikamer. Utsuchu the sheish v'yikivu b'sheva. If you need six and they put seven, so that's fine. I feel the b'sheva mutarim, so the seven is okay. Lo utsuchu el l'chamesh. But if you only needed five v'yikivu b'sheva, and then you put seven, so I feel b'chamesh asurim. So even within the five besa that you needed, it's that's usher to carry because again you have the empty space of the two besa that you put extra on top of what you really needed. I v'elav hazid katani. But that which we learned, v'lvach lo yehi besa sayim panui. Again, this qualification that you can't have two base saw open and unoccupied. So my love, panui me adam. Is that telling me that you can't have it's open? Meaning each base saw needs to be assigned to a person. As we look at Rashi, you could go shlosha sheyikivu ches sin. Right, if you have three people who took eight saw, the chiyav as the kol echad base sasayim. Because everybody would take two base saw, and then akati pashulei base asayim panuli. Then you have two open right below bilim without anybody assigned to it. Aval zayin, but if you have seven, right low, that's not a problem. The chiyav is base asayim lecholchad, right? Because once you take two base saw for each person, so that gets you up to six, and you don't have two base saw open. You only have one base saw open. So apparently the Gemara says, so you see that. What does it mean panuli? What does it mean open and available? It means that it has to be designated or attached to a traveler who will kind of say, this is my beis sa or whatever. So Gemara says, lo, pointing the kelim. Really, no, the halacha is that the space, that when you say that it has to be, there cannot be two beis sa space, that's if it's open and unnecessary and you don't even have stuff to put there, so that's when it's going to be a problem. Okay, it's what it was said. And again, if you're telling me that you get two bases of each person, let's say the number of people changes on Shabbos. Shlosha umes echa mehem, or shnayim v'netosfu echa alehen. Right, let's say you had three people and one that passed away, or maybe you had two people and one guy joined. So what do you do? Right, on again, it's talking about on Shabbos. Right? Three people originally, or two people originally, and either you add one, subtract one. What's the koveya? Is it the amount of people that are there at any given time? So if you add more people, you can get more space, or is Shabbos koveya? You know, whatever it happened, whatever it is at the onset of Shabbos, that's how much space you get. So Rav Huna of Rav Yitzchak says machlokas charav or Shabbos koremes charav or diurin garmin. It depends. Machlokas whether Shabbos is the koveya or the amount of people. Right? Again, I mean, if Shabbos is the koveya, then it doesn't change. Right, whatever happens at Bein Hashmashos, it happens at Bein Hashmashos, and that's what the halacha is. That's how much space you get. If it's the diurim, so then depending on whoever comes and goes, right, so the space that you get could change. So this time, the Rav Huna, who the Amar Shabbos Gorem, it seems that it makes sense that Rav Huna is the one who says that Shabbos is the Koveya. Right, the Amar Rabba, because Rabba said, Baimer Rav Huna, Ubaimer Rav Yehuda. Right, I asked for the question of Rav Yehuna, and I asked the question of Rav Yehuda. Irev derech haPesach v'nistam haPesach. Let's say you made an eruv through, let's say eruv chatzeros, two chatzeros, and the entrance got closed up, got stopped up, or derech haChalon v'nistam haChalon, or the chatzeros were joined by a window, right? They shared a window and a wall, and then all of a sudden the wall was closed up, the window was closed up. So ma'am, what's the din? What do you say? What do you do? Before Shabbos it was open. Now on Shabbos it's closed up. So is the eruv good or not? Can you carry between those two, let's say afterwards? So Rabbi Ali said to me, Shabbos, Hol v'Hutra, Hutra. Right? He said, no, it depends on Shabbos. So that's Tistayim, that makes a lot of sense, that Rabbi Yehuna is the one who says that the Shabbos is the Koveya, because the second Shabbos hits, by this case as well, he holds that the Shabbos is the Koveh, and it would be Mutter. Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kaputa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, maybe Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Yitzchak are really arguing in the same Machogas of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like another Mishnah. Mishnah is in later in our Sechta. If you have a chotzer that is broken from both sides, from two directions, doesn't have to be a chotzer, it can be a house. What about maybe you have a mabui who took, somebody took the koro or the lachi. So, mutar v'oso Shabbos, v'asur l'asid l'avod, Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutar for that Shabbos, but also in the future, unless you have to fix it, right? So seemingly, Rabbi Yehuda is holding that the Shabbos is koveya, even if there's some changes that is made afterwards, right? Shabbos determines whether it's going to be mutar or asr when the Shabbos comes in, rather. Rabbi Yossi says, in mutar l'osu Shabbos, mutar l'osu lavo. Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's mutar for that Shabbos, it's mutar in the future, meaning you don't need to fix anything. So, Lema Rav Huna could Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak could Rav Yossi. Right? Maybe it seems like Rav Huna says again that the Shabbos is Koveya, the Shabbos is Goremes. He seems to like line up with Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak, maybe like Rav Yossi. So the Gemara says, no, it's not the same Achokas at all. Amalecha Rav Huna, Anad Amri Afil Rav Yossi. Rav Huna says, I can agree even with Rav Yossi in this case. I can't come Rav Yossi Hasam, Elatilatanei Lemachitos. Right? What did Rav Yossi say his halacha? That's because there's no more Machitos. The mechitzah is gone, right? Halacha, it's not mechitzos, but here in our case, by the shiara, so there are mechitzos. So it's not necessarily gonna the machlok is not necessarily gonna transfer. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Ana Damri Afil Rabbi Yehuda. I could also say like Rabbi Yehuda because I'd come and become Rabbi Yehuda Hasam Eladit Neu Diurim. Right? Rabbi Yehuda only says his halacha over there because there's still Diurim, there's still people there. But Halacha Dit Neu Diurim here. There are no more diurim, and it could be that Rabbi Yitzchak would, in fact, agree with Rabbi Yehuda in that brisa. Okay. V'chacham Momrim, just the last part of the Mishnah, before we get to the last Mishnah of the parak. V'chacham Momrim, Echad Mishnei Dvarim, you need either a lengthwise kora, or mechitza rather, you need the mechitza to either be lengthwise or widthwise. You don't need both, right? We had one opinion in the Mishnah that said you need both. Heine, the Gemara says, one second, Heine the Tanakama. That seems to be the exact same sheet as the Tanakama, that you need either side, either lengthwise or up and down, right? Either right, left, or up and down. Right? In terms of the Mechitos, you could do either one. That's what the Tanakama seems to say as well. So if you look at the Mishnah over there, right, see, it doesn't make any distinction. So the Gemara says, you could be Nayo, Yochid, be Yishu. So the Nafkamina would be a single person in an inhabited area. What is that? So for the Gerashi, Ikibinai Yochid Biyishuv, right before the Mishnah, the Tanakama, the Kama, Lo Dibru B'Sheyara Ela Behoveh, because according to Tanakama, they're only talking about a caravan because that's just a common example. But really, this would apply to an individual in an enclosed area. We can use these lousy mechitzos, these mediocre mechitzos. The Olam Yochid Nami Mutter. Yochid is even to make it to use these mechitzos even in the city. One second. I guess let's just keep in Rashi. I'm just trying to find the right part. V'rabbanan basrai amilsid Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda kamahadri. And the Rabbanan, if responding to them, are really responding to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that you can? You need both of them, right? You can't use a lousy mechitza in the yishuv, in the inhabited place, or even in public. So the Rabbanan would say that a yachid can only do this, use these lousy mechitzas if he's on the traveling, if he's on the road. But if he's in the city where you're able to put more permanent mechitzas, so then they would disagree. They would say it's not okay. Okay, fine. New Mishnah, last Mishnah, a little bit random, but there is one topic of Erevin, and that's Mistama, where we're jumping off of. Arba Dvarim Patru B'machaneh. There are four things that are potter, that are mutter, by a machaneh. What's a machaneh? A machaneh is a camp. This is not a summer camp. Rashi says, Ayotis L'melchama. This is an army camp. So what's going on? So what can you do? I mean, obviously, for something to be mutter in an army camp, it needs to be durabanan. Obviously, yes, this week's Parsha, right, there is a stipulation of Yifas Tawar that is mentioned in the Torah. Okay, that's not what we're talking about in this Mishnah, right? That's a Mefarish Pasuk. So if you can tell me that four things are mutter for an army to do, it must be that the Chazal allowed certain kulas in dinim derabbanan. Obviously, dinim deraisa we know about in the Torah. So, four things that are mutter for an army: mevim eitzim mikol makom, they can take firewood from wherever they want. Upatur mechitzes yadayim, you don't have to wash their hands. Umidemai, they're allowed to eat demai. Umila orev, and they don't have to put an eruv. In you know, to set up for what's it called? Rashi says Erev Chatzeros. They don't need to put in Erev Chatzeros. The Gemara will talk about each one of these four examples. So Tana Rabbanan, without the Braisa. Machna Hayotis Lamelchama Harashus Mutarim. The Lamelchama is Harashus. Even if an army goes out to an optional war, so Mutarim Begezel Eitzim Yevashim. They can even steal, literally steal or appropriate. If I'm not mistaken, one of the commentaries on the Mishnah says it's midin bezdin hefker based in hefker, and bezdin says, you know what, for the army they're allowed to take whatever they want. Okay, but if you go out for a regular milchama, so they're allowed to take eitzim yevashim, and certainly that's dry wood, which is usable for firewood. And Rashi says v'chol shekein lachim, certainly wet ones, wet pieces of wood that are not really used for firewood. So that it takes some firewood. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Avchonim b'kol makom. They're even allowed to encamp wherever they want. Uvamakom shenagusham, shenergusham nikibarim. And wherever they are killed, Rachman al-Salam, they are buried there. So we'll see that probably is reminiscent of Meis Mitzvah. We'll get to that in a second. So Gemara says, Mutarim b'gezel eitzim yevashim. So Gemara says, Hai takanta di Yoshua hava. One second, there was a takana of Yoshua. Right? If you're telling me they're allowed to steal these dry woods, one second, Yeshua made a takana, Damar Mar, Asara Tanayim, Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanayim, 10, was it Tanay? It's late, so my brain is not working. Tanay is a condition. Yeshua made 10 conditions. Shiyu Marim, V'chorshin, Umalakten Eitzim, Misadoseim, that they would. Marin Bechorshin, you can take animals, this is for anybody, not for necessarily for an army, but you're allowed to let animals graze in a plowed field. If you look at Rashi over here, yeah, she hey kol adam molich behemto laros biyar shel chavero. And v'lo yakpi balayar, mishud alav l'ktsira koi. Meaning a forest is not for reaping. So when an animal goes and eats the foliage in a forest, right, people are not going to sell that or whatever. So Chazal or Yeshua was mitakin rather that it's mutter. That's A. And another thing that he did was bechorsh umalakten eitzim misadoseim, and they're allowed to take wood from the fields. So one second, I thought Yeshua did this. What's it called? Again, Yeshua, why would you tell me that it's only for... Oh, that's a kasha. Meaning, why would you tell me it's only for an army? Yeshua already said it was mutter for anybody. So, Gemara says, Hasan behizmi vihiki. No, the case that Yeshua was only for... Right, we had that before, that phrase before. I mean, little bushes, little small pieces of shrubbery. But again, when you said the army is allowed to take wood, that's for any type of wood, like proper firewood. Inami, another answer, Hasam b'mechubarim, or you can tell me that Hasam b'mechubarim, Hacham b'tlushim, the difference between Yeshua and the army is that Yeshua allowed people to take wood that's still attached to the tree, obviously it's still part of a tree, and in terms of the army, they're allowed to take even firewood that's already been cut. Inami, Hasam b'lachin, Hacham b'yavashim, or you can answer simply that Yeshua allowed people to take wet firewood, which obviously is not so valuable, and people don't care about it so much, and here the army is allowed to take dry firewood, which is obviously usable right away. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer Afchonim b'chol makom b'makom shenar gan shem nikvarim. Gemara says pshita meis mitzahu. What do you mean? In the place where he dies, he gets buried. Obviously, right? Killed soldiers at meis mitzvah. So Gemara says meis mitzvah. Oh, and meis mitzvah konim b'makom. And meis mitzvah acquires the place where he dies. So Gemara says lo tzucha. Afagav di is lay cover. No, so that's for a soldier who's not a meis mitzvah, right? Even if there are people to deal with the burial, Ashi says yesh lo yorshim, and he has inheritors. Okay, fine, but meaning it's not a meis mitzvah b'chol. So therefore, he's allowed to get buried wherever he dies. Nachman l'tzlan the tanya like another brisa ezu meis mitzvah kol she'in lo kovrim. Right, a meis mitzvah is only if there's nobody to bury him. But korev achayim onim. But if you call out and other people answer. Odin also, when you answer, not if the mace calls out, obviously, but if the people who find the mace call out and the people answer him, so then ain't ze meis mitzvah. That's not considered a meis mitzvah. It's only if there's really nobody to bury him. So the army case applies even if there are people to do the burial. When meis mitzvah come to Makomo, the Gemara says, really, does a meis mitzvah acquire the place where he passes away? If you find a mace on an asartia as a highway, So if Neulimin, move him to the right, Isratio, or the smallest Ratio, and he moved him to the right of the road or the left of the road. Sede Bor, or stay near, let's say you have a choice, meaning if on both sides, on one side there is a Sede Bor, which is a field that is like literally like an empty, like a pit, but it means it hasn't been worked, which stay near, and then you have a field that's been plowed, so then if Neulimin Sede Bor, obviously you bring him to the field that has been unworked. Stay near, or stay Zara, if you have a field that's plowed and a field that's been planted with the seeds. So McNeil is staying here, obviously bring him to the place, again, which is less developed, yeah? So bring the mace to the place where, to the plowed field. Right, if they're both equals, then you can bring him anywhere you want. But you see, you're not going to bury the mace straight up on the road. So what are you talking about? That meis mitzvah konam imkomo. So Amar Bibi harchav meis mutal al meitzar askinan. Here the case is, if you look at Rashi over here, he's literally lying across the entire road. It's not, maybe it's not a big road, or he's just lying perpendicular, and he was a big guy, whatever it is, he's lying across it. And mitoch shenitz the rishus lefnosu min ameitzar bevneu lechol ruach sheyirtzah. Since you're allowed to move it away from wherever it is, or again, because you don't want Kohanim becoming tummy, etc. So you are allowed to move it wherever you'd like. Right? Same idea, we have a similar idea, a totally different context by Muksa. If you pick up an item, very often if something is Muksa, so you know, you can move it to whatever you want if it's still in your hand. Okay, fine, Seder, this is obviously very, very different and more serious. Okay, plowing on to the end of the Perek. Uptur Mirchitza Ziyadayim. Well, the army does not need to wash their hands. That's what washing is that? So that's my Mayim Rishonim, Rabbi says. Of a Mayim Achronim Chova, but Mayim Achronim is an obligation, and the Gemara quotes the why. Amar Rabchia Bar Ashi, Mibnei Ma, Amru Mayim Achronim Chova, Mibnei Shemelech Sodomis Yesh Mishame Same Seinayim. And because there was this old sodomite salt that was dangerous. It could make a person blind. So they were attacking that person should wash his hands after eating. Right, salty food, right, could make a person blind. Amar Rabbi, Mishtaka Bekurta de Bekura. And Rabbi said, that's if you have, the numbers is one kernel in a core of salt. Right, that's a very small amount. What about if you have salt that is measured out, meaning you don't have this measurement? Sorry about that, excuse me. That's not a question. Certainly, certainly you have to wash. Oh, so Kyle Milcha, I'm sorry, no, my bad. So if you look at Rashi over here, Kyle Milcha means Madar Melech L'chomarim Tzarech Litol Yadav Olo, meaning someone who measures salt for piles, meaning he's dealing with a ton of salt. So do you need to wash your hands? So for sure, he said back to him, absolutely, it's not even a question. He definitely needs to wash his hands. Okay, Umi Demai, army people can eat Demai. Again, Demai is produce from an Am Haaretz. We're not sure if he took the Maisros, right? We're confident he took the Truma, because that's serious, but we're not sure if it took Maestros, so Chazal were attacking that it should be the produce of an Am Haaretz should be usher to eat. But for an army, they were makil because an army needs to be able to feed wherever it can. It's not whether the Mishnah Machilin Asaniyim Demai Vesachsaniyim Demai, right? Also, poor people, right? If you ever in extenuating circumstances, so you're allowed to eat Demai again because it's only a suffix. So army and poor people, both allowed to eat it. Amar Rav Huna, Tana Beis Shammai, Omrim Machilin Asaniyim Demai Vesachsaniyim Demai. Beis Hillel, Omrim Machilin Asaniyim Demai Vesachsaniyim Demai, right? We see, actually, according to Rav Huna, it's a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We pass him like Beis Hillel, obviously. Umi Le'arev, and the army does not need to make Erev Chatzeros. Amri Debei Rav Yane, again, this is probably why we brought this mission in the first place. Lo shanu ela eruv chatzeros. Sorry, I spoiled it for you a little bit. Aval eruv tchumim chayavim. But you do need to do eruv tchumim, as we've seen several times again in Misach Shabbos, and also I think once in Erevin, that tchum is deoraisa. We're going to quote that right here, or it could be deoraisa. Rabbi Kiva had said that originally, and we're going to see Rabbi Chia as well. Right now, yeah, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Loken al Eruve Tchumim Dvar Torah. You get Malkus for violating the Tchum on Shabbos, right? Seemingly, it's the Doraisa. It's masculine, Rabbi Yonasa. In 1 second, Rabbi Chia, Loken al Lav Sheva Al. Right? Do you get Malkus on an Isser in the Torah that said the word Al? Right? The Pasuk says, Al Yetze Ishmim Koma Biyama Shabbos. So Al means don't. Rabbi Yonasa says, why do you get Malkus for an Isser that says Al? You shouldn't get Malkus for an Isser that says Al. So Maskev Ravachabar, it's very hard to understand what he was talking about, as you're going to see in a second. It wasn't having it in the Gemara. Gemara is going to reinterpret what he said, but you can't get Malkus for an Isser that's expressed with the language of Al? Okay, very strange. So Ravachabar Yaakov, Maskev Ravachabar Yaakov, Ravachabar Yaakov said, 1 second, Elameata, if you tell me that every Al does not get a punishment, the Chetiv Pasuk says, Al Tifnu Al Ovos Vela Yidonim, don't go to these necromancers, to the fake navis, to all this black magic. I'm the lucky one. You're not going to get Malkus for that. But of course you are. That's a law, a regular law in the Torah. So Rabbi Yonasan, Hachi Kashale. Right. So really, this is what Rabbi Yonasan said. Lav Shanita Lazarus Mizas Bezdin. Really, Tchumim is a Lav Shanita Lazarus Mizas Bezdin. Right? Because Tchum, Al Yetze Yisme Yom HaShabbos, as you'll see, the Gemara is going to answer. Is that he thought that it's talking about Hotzah as well. Hotzah is a malacha. That's already Nitan Lazarus Mizas Bezdin. Right? That's an Isser that carries with it the punishment of Mizas Bezdin. If Cholav Shenitan Lazarus Mizas Bezdin ain't looking alive. If an Isser, according to Rabbi Yonasan, if an Isser carries a death penalty punishment with it, you can't get Malkus for it. Even if the guy warning you says, hey, don't do that, you're going to get Malkus. But you still can't get Malkus for it because it's really supposed to get Mises based in. So Ravashi said, no, what are you talking about? That's not a good kasha because Miksiv Al Yotzi doesn't say, this pasuk is not about Otsah. It doesn't say don't take something out. It says Al Yotzi Ksiv. It says don't go out of your boundaries on Shabbos. Don't go out of your area. That's why it's not talking about Otsah whatsoever. It's not talking about Mitzas Beis Din. Tchumi might be a lav, might be an Isser Daraisa, but it's not going to be a Chiyuv Misa in Beis Din whatsoever. So therefore, it's not a kasha at all. Right, meaning you can't, right, there's no reason to ask that, right? It's in the Bechal, not a Lav Shanitan Lazar's Mises based. Okay, very good, Rabosai Shkoyach Kodo, Hadr Alach Mavui, Mitzvah Shem, we will come back and chazer this. I know I have some chazering to do. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll go invite you on the Halakha Shas and start the second parak of Maseches Erev. All right, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.